WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The White House Budget Office ordered all federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect it might conflict with President Trump's executive orders. One of the at least 17 federal inspectors general President Trump fired late Friday night is talking. Mark Greenblatt, formerly Interior Department Inspector General, says he got an email saying his position had been terminated. The role, he says, is supposed to be apolitical.
Who does he appoint? Who does he appoint in these positions? Is he going to appoint someone who is, a watchdog? Or is he going to appoint someone who's a lapdog?
Illinois is among states that legalize recreational marijuana. Apparently, though, many still like to procure their herb the old-fashioned way. And from Rockford, Illinois, word of the arrest of Eric Henderson during a Friday night traffic stop. Cops say they found 2.5 pounds of pot in his car. This is ABC News. President Trump spent part of his Monday talking with the leader of India.
President Trump spoke by phone with India's Prime Minister Modi on Monday. According to a readout from the White House, the two leaders discussed expanding and deepening cooperation between their countries, along with a range of regional issues, including security in the Indo-Pacific, the Middle East, and Europe. Trade was also on the agenda, and the White House said the president emphasized the importance of India increasing its procurement of American-made security equipment. President Trump and Modi discussed plans for the prime minister to visit the White House. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Death by misadventure in Colorado Springs. At a track and field meet Sunday, a competitor made an errant throw during the hammer throw. The 16-pound hammer cleared the certified barriers and hit a male spectator, identified only as the parent of one of the athletes, killing him. This is rare. Back in 2017, you have to go to where a thrown hammer killed a student at a field meet at Wheaton College. Richard.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Bucks are in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Bucks losing to the Clippers in L.A. over the weekend. 127-117. Bobby Portis was not there. He was out for personal reasons, a family matter. Portis has missed only one other game this season, back in November due to an elbow injury. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a win over Nebraska, 83-55. Badgers guard Kamari McGee on the Cornhuskers coming back after being down 19-2.
Game of basketball is a game of runs. So we know teams are going to throw a punch back. No team is just going to get hit and just sit there and take the punch. So we knew that they were going to respond to how we came out talking. It's okay. Just weather that storm. Got to keep moving forward. And we did.
Hockey, the Wisconsin men's team with a good performance against number 10th ranked Michigan. In a 2-game series, the Badgers winning the first one 5-4. Game two ended in a 4-4 tie in overtime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host, Ryan Seacrest, set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries or a little bit of very light snow in the overnight. Otherwise, plenty of clouds across the region. Temperatures dropping to the middle teens. North winds will develop and they will be gusty. Some rain and snow chances on Tuesday. Highs in the upper 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, Wisconsin Republicans want to limit Governor Evers' veto powers. Why did they do it when they had the majorities under former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the morning to you. Happy Monday. It is Holocaust Remembrance Day. Today is the day 80 years ago that Auschwitz, the largest of the death camps that the Nazis put into place to murder the people that Hitler said were foreigners within their own country. Let that sink in for a minute. This was one of his favorite phrases, foreigners within Germany. Jews to slaughter them. We got a lot to talk about today. The Democrats' fatal flaw, the party that forgot how to captivate America. Charles Koch's network launches a $20 million campaign to back the Trump tax breaks. And dear MAGA, was it worth it? In the second hour of our program, is Trump going to clean out Gaza for beachfront property? Border czar Holman says elementary schools and children could be targets. And the inspector general fired by Donald Trump has a warning for Americans. We'll get into that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, it's a death sentence. The U.S. insurance, health insurance industry is failing us. It's killing us, actually. Also, is Trump getting rid of IRS agents to help out his billionaire buddies? And that's a hard no. Outrage across Germany as Elon Musk tells the far-right Germans, arguably neo-Nazi party AFD, to get over the past guilt, right? We'll talk about that in the third hour on this Holocaust Remembrance Day. But my opening here, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled Democrats' Fatal Flaw, the party that forgot how to captivate America. And this is a big deal, right? Day before yesterday, Saturday, Donald Trump did a rally in Las Vegas. He was doing his no tax on tips mantra, you know, because that was the thing that probably caused him to win Las Vegas. And by the time Facebook and Meta and X and TikTok and Instagram were done with the weekend, all of them now having rewritten their algorithms so that they favored Republicans and Trump. I think it's safe to guess that Trump's rally probably got hundreds of millions of impressions. Meanwhile, over in the United States Senate, Chuck Schumer gave a speech condemning Trump, specifically for firing the inspectors general, the 18 inspectors general, the anti-corruption officers. We'll get into that in a little bit. But Chuck Schumer read his... Well, let me read you this droning speech from it's printed out here, and I've got the papers in front of me on this lectern, and I'm going to look down over my glasses and talk. Yeah, right. I mean, it was so boring. I watched part of it, and I don't remember what he said because it was so boring. You know, being media savvy and exploiting the hottest new media isn't a new thing. I mean, you'd think Democrats would have figured this out. Richard Nixon was a crook. But Americans didn't know that in 1960. In 1960, they just thought he was, you know, Eisenhower's vice president. I mean, Jimmy Hoffa knew it. He bribed him, but that's a tangent. But he lost to John Kennedy in 1960, not because people knew he was a crook, but because he refused to wear makeup when he went on television to debate Kennedy and didn't play for the camera. He was not media savvy. He did not use this brand new medium. Now, people go, 1960, television was brand new? Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, it came out in the 40s. But by the 50s, I mean, when I was a little kid growing up, the first couple of years, well, I don't remember my first years, but I remember vaguely when we got our first television when I was around 4 or 5, and I remember clearly when we got our first color television when I was like 10. Television was a new thing in 1960. It was the tail end of the 1950s, and it had just gone, you know, everybody in America basically got one during the 1950s. And John F. Kennedy knew how to use television, and Richard Nixon didn't, and that's why Kennedy became president and Nixon didn't. Calvin Coolidge was the first president to use radio. He used it in a presidential address in 1923, when radio was just starting out. But the first really radio-savvy president was Franklin Roosevelt, with his fireside chats, which started just a couple weeks after he was inaugurated, with his famous, you know, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." He was talking about, don't be afraid of the Great Depression, we're going to beat this thing. And every step along the way, throughout his presidency, whenever Franklin Roosevelt did something consequential, he went to the American people through radio and told them about it, using this hot new communications medium, radio. And how did the American people respond? They reelected him 3 times. He was elected president. Franklin Roosevelt was elected president 4 times in a row. I guarantee you, if Joe Biden had done the same thing, or if Kamala Harris had done it as his surrogate, I mean, she was vice president. If Joe Biden or Kamala Harris had done the same thing, if every time they had a consequential success legislatively, every time they saw the economy get better, every time something, you know, positive happened, and every time they beat the Republicans or the Republicans tried to do something stupid, if they had gone on social media, which is the new radio and television, roughly half of Americans now get all or much of their news from social media. If Biden or Harris had gone on social media every single time for 4 years that there was a success, right now, Donald Trump would not be sitting in the White House. It would be either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. It's really that simple. And you know it. Right? I'm not just blowing smoke here. You know that this is true. But instead, you know, Biden basically hid out for 4 years. And Kamala Harris was like the great vanishing person. Meanwhile, Trump was out there every single day on social media churning the media. I mean, the Republicans looked at Jack Kennedy and his success in 1960 and said, holy cow, we need to get a media star like that. And thus, in 1980, we got a washed-up movie actor, a B-movie actor, Ronald Reagan, as president. And it worked for them. He could sell the American people anything because he'd been selling soap for GE on the GE television theater for years. They hadn't been selling soap. He'd been selling GE televisions. But you get the point. We no longer live in the radio era. Radio advertising revenue is in the crapper right now. We no longer live in the television era. CNN is about to lay off 200 people. Television networks are, you know, and stations are in distress. Radio has lost their revenue to podcasts. Television has lost their revenue to YouTube. And every, you know, and the Washington Post, they're having to reinvent the newspaper because, you know, nobody's reading it. In the 1930s, if it didn't happen on radio, it didn't happen. In the 1960s, if it didn't happen on television, it didn't happen. And today, if it doesn't happen on X or Facebook or Blue Sky or YouTube or TikTok, it didn't happen. You know, Thomas Carlyle came up with this idea. He called it the great man theory of history back in the 1850s. He said that all these hinge points, the major hinge points of history, were turned by somebody who stepped forward and had great charisma and leadership skills. Well, you know, we have people like that in the Democratic Party. And some of them, a few of them, a small handful of them are on social media. But the Democratic Party needs to figure this out. They need to start, you know, aggressively recruiting and promoting people who have charisma and leadership talent. And they need to start using social media. If the Democrats don't start using political theater and fielding candidates who are talented enough to capture a social media audience, our country is doomed. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Charles Koch's network has launched a $20 million campaign to push Donald Trump's new second round of tax cuts for billionaires. Why? Well, hey, Charles is a billionaire. That might have something to do with it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with you. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. Izervay
or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511. And become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
They own the stage. FDR's fireside chats lit the page. JFK smiled, he knew the score. His charm and vision opened the door. But the years rolled on and the game has changed. Media's a weapon, the rules rearranged. Trump's on TikTok, they're stuck in the past. Schumer's speeches, a snooze that won't last. The Democrats' fatal flaw, they don't see the writing on the wall. The battle's online where the clicks all roar, but they fight like it's still 64. Where's the spark? Where's the soul? The fire to capture the nation's goal. Trump shouts no tax on tips, the crowd's alive. Algorithms spin, his rallies thrive. Meanwhile, the left reads scripts so dry. No connection, no reason to try. They had the leaders, they had the dream. JFK swagger, FDR's gleam.
23 minutes past the hour, welcome back. Americans for Prosperity is the group that was started by Charles and David Koch back in the day. And they just announced over the weekend, well, not so much announced, this was a private fundraising email that went out to people in their network. And a copy of it was obtained by The Guardian, by Ed Pilkington's writing over at The Guardian about it, that they are launching a $20 million campaign to get Trump's tax breaks through. What I thought was interesting is, you know, $20 million doesn't sound like a lot of money, but it will go a long way online. And in fact, this is what they're going to have: digital advertising, phone calls, social media posts, podcasts, and on the ground door knocking. And to pitch a new tax break for billionaires like Charles Koch, according to Ed Pilkington in The Guardian, Charles saves about $1 billion a year from Trump's tax. Yeah, it's estimated, he writes, it's estimated that the Kochs, who own the U.S.'s second largest privately held company, have benefited by more than $1 billion a year from Trump's tax cuts. And this is incredible. They want to aid Trump's bid for a return to the White House by running, AFP, Americans for Prosperity, they did an intensive digital advertising campaign in the swing states, relentlessly and falsely attacking Bidenomics as the sole cause of inflation in the U.S., according to Ed Pilkington over at The Guardian. Their perspectives suggest that Trump and Charles have apparently made up. They say this is Nancy McLean, who wrote Democracy in Chains. She said Trump and Koch are now working hand in glove. Chris Wright, who is a fracking company boss, who now Trump has put in charge of the energy department, he's our energy secretary, or will be when he gets confirmed, has openly expressed support for the Kochs, and also fossil fuel barons. And so, you know, they want to borrow another $5 trillion to give to the richest people in America. Which raises the question. JoJo from Jurors, This Ain't About Eggs, writing over at her Substack piece, she said, what I want to know is this. What has Donald Trump done since he returned to office that has benefited MAGA people in some tangible, measurable way? This is a question to them. She says, did pardoning or releasing the most violent January 6th insurrectionists make you feel safer in your home? Did shutting down the Office of Gun Violence Protection make your kids safer at school? What about the freeze on cancer research or halting the operations and external communications from federal agencies like the FDA and CDC? Did any protection from discrimination at work make your daughter's professional path easier? Did stopping the aid we were sending to Ukraine and Taiwan put more food on your table? Did raising prices on your prescriptions make it easier for you to manage your medical treatment? Does shutting FEMA down make you worry less because you live in a state that has hurricanes and wildfires? Do you sleep better at night knowing that ICE is raiding offices and schools? She points out eggs are now more expensive than they were a few weeks ago and in short supply because of the bird flu. And by the way, Trump has shut down the CDC and FDA's ability to even communicate to us about bird flu. MAGA people, is this making you feel safer? Or are you just happy that brown people are being pushed out of the country in record numbers and black people will no longer have any sort of benefits with regard to diversity, you know, with hiring and things like that? That it's just going to be, you know, basically all white people in charge again. It's the 1950s back again. And frankly, I think, you know, to speak to Joe, that, yeah, this
You're
is what they want.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
MAGA doesn't care how badly they're being ripped off as long as black people and brown people are suffering. That's all they care about, in my opinion. What say you? I'll pick up your call there.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The White House Budget Office ordered all federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect it might conflict with President Trump's executive orders. One of the at least 17 federal inspectors general President Trump fired late Friday night is talking. Mark Greenblatt, formerly Interior Department Inspector General, says he got an email saying his position had been terminated. The role, he says, is supposed to be apolitical.
Who does he appoint? Who does he appoint in these positions? Is he going to appoint someone who is, a watchdog? Or is he going to appoint someone who's a lapdog?
Illinois is among states that legalize recreational marijuana. Apparently, though, many still like to procure their herb the old-fashioned way. And from Rockford, Illinois, word of the arrest of Eric Henderson during a Friday night traffic stop. Cops say they found 2.5 pounds of pot in his car. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks are in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Bucks losing to the Clippers in L.A. over the weekend. 127-117. Bobby Portis was not there. He was out for personal reasons, a family matter. Portis has missed only one other game this season, back in November due to an elbow injury. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a win over Nebraska, 83-55. Badgers guard Kamari McGee on the Cornhuskers coming back after being down 19-2.
Game of basketball is it's a game of runs. So we know like teams are going to throw a punch back. No team is just going to get hit and just sit there and take the punch. So we knew that they were going to respond to how we came out talking like it's okay, like just weather that storm. Got to keep moving forward. And we did.
Hockey, the Wisconsin men's team with a good performance against number 10th ranked Michigan in a 2-game series. The Badgers winning the first one 5-4. Game two ended in a 4-4 tie in overtime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries or a little bit of very light snow in the overnight. Otherwise, plenty of clouds across the region. Temperatures dropping to the middle teens. North winds will develop and they will be gusty. Some rain and snow chances on Tuesday. Highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 31.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn explaining why Brad Schimmel should never be a Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
We screen, it feeds the fire. Twisting truth to fuel desire. A mother's cry, a worker's loss. A calculated line they'll toss. They turn your pain into their gold. Selling grievance never gets old. The grievance machine is always on. Spinning stories dusk till dawn. The grievance machine. They say the danger's at your door. Immigrants, schools, and the poor. They shape your fears, take your trust. Turn it to anger, feed their lust. They built the engine in the dark. Safety, they claim, is on the line, but it's their power they enshrine. The grievance machine, it's always on, spinning stories dusk till dawn.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom, did you see yesterday Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus, Europe's longest-serving dictator since 1994, was reelected, but he only got 86% of the vote.
Which
so
is
making it look legit. It looked like he ran some palooka who had no chance of winning just to make the elections look legitimate. Any legitimate opponent who had a real chance of winning is either in prison or in exile.
Right, and some reporter asked him about that. I caught this clip on the BBC last night where, a reporter actually asked him, how is this, how can you claim a credible or a legitimate victory when all your opponents are either in jail or exiled? And he, his response was that his opponents made their choices. So
yeah, I think he made their choices for him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, their choice was to, stand up to him. So how dare you, right?
Yeah, either, leave or wind up in prison. And another thing, Lukashenko has agreed to let Putin station some of his new Oreshnik, which in Russian is hazelnut, hypersonic missiles in Belarus, with, independently targetable warheads. And Putin will supply the missiles and Belarus will supply the transporters. So, that'll cut down on, he's used it a couple times against Ukraine, but that'll even cut down more on the distance the missile has to fly.
Right. Belarus is right across the northern border of Ukraine, which raises the question when
Ukraine starts striking. That's where Putin launched his invasion in 2022.
Exactly.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, which raises the question, is Ukraine going to start attacking Belarus?
Yeah, that would be a significant escalation. Yeah, so far they haven't. I'm surprised, especially if they, they haven't moved those Russian missiles to Belarus yet, but I think if they do, that would be a legitimate target.
Yeah, and then it becomes a regional war, not just a
exactly right. Right next to Poland and et cetera, et cetera.
Yep, and backing up against the Baltic states too, as I recall.
Exactly right.
If the map in my head is correct. Yeah. Okay, George. Thank you for
Yeah, keep up the good work. And since it's cold, I'm watching on Free Speech TV now. When it's warm, I enjoy on Sirius.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, George. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah.
Good talking
right,
to you.
Bye.
Thank you. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
The elimination of news coverage in our country and around the world. You cover it a lot, but I don't know. Do your readers realize that Meta has banned Canada's news organizations from their Facebook content because Canada had the nerve to ask Meta to pay the outlets for their, their reporting?
Really?
It's the same situation. That law passed in 23, and Meta enforced it last fall. Yes. Canadians cannot see their news on their Facebook feed. And wow. A few years earlier, Australia had toyed with the idea of demanding that Meta pay the Australian paper, newspapers and other outlets. And Meta threatened them, and they backed down.
Yeah, this is all because Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have enough money yet, right?
Absolutely. And while we're talking about this, Meta is now not going to renew its contracts, the current contracts for whatever they're worth with Australian outlets, and they have German and French outlets also being, deplatformed for not what they're doing. They don't want to pay anybody or give anything. Share the ad revenue. Is that how they do it? Right. If they give them anything. But Canada, which is facing a national election, has no news on its social media.
Well, it has
and
no
it's
news
not even
from
covered here.
No, let's be clear about this, Susan. Canada has no news from reputable credible news sources. What they do have what they do have is a plethora of right-wing websites that purport to be news or pretend to be news. I mean, you've got pink slime newspapers in Canada, just like in the United States, run by right-wing billionaires who hate Trudeau.
Yes,
that will show up on Facebook.
And you want to hear something scarier? I was listening to On the Media, a show that NPR produces, mm-hmm. and a Pew Research Center has come out with a study last year about the elimination of information on the web. It gives statistics of just how much information is now gone from the web. For a golden era, the web was archiving or holding on to links and actual data. Mm. Well, as of 2023, 20% of all government websites that had existed in 2013, 10 years prior, are no longer there. It's worse for local government, apparently. And it's just like this, no matter what area you're looking in, news archive, any topic you might be looking for, it's just gone. I think the term they're using is digital decay.
Yeah, digital amnesia.
Digital amnesia, yeah. And I don't know. I'm aware of these website services where you can archive what you're reading on your own into your own device, but I don't know. If that works, if the underlying information has just completely disappeared from the whole universe of the web, I don't know if it even works after a while. But I think people should be really aware that that's what's happening here. And definitely Mr. Zuckerberg has non-pink slime media in his crosshairs.
Yep. 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 There's elections coming. In the United States and Canada, and the right-wing billionaires really are not big fans of progressives or Democrats or people who just, think the country should work for the benefit of average working people rather than the billionaire class. Spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, thank you. Roy in Valencia, California. Hey, Roy, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hey, Roy, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, yes. Hi, Tom. I find it coincidental that the Bergdahl story you told, I think my clandestine agent friend was part of that.
The what
story? And
it's
because of him, the Bo Bergdahl story you were reading about, his biography.
Oh, that was, one of the book reports. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to be, he was captured and then had to be extracted.
Sure.
So, but it's because of my friend that I'm listening to. He told me back in the late 90s that
So I remember mass media lies to you, sometimes telling you completely the opposite of the truth. This is before Donald Trump came down the escalator and said some similar things. But
yeah.
So I was a Reagan hero. Reagan was my hero. Rush Limbaugh could say no wrong, wrong conservative Christian fellow at the time. And so I, when he said that, when my son said that, I laughed. And then I thought, well, he's dead serious. And so I went on a trek to listen to everything, read everything. And I came across Radio Pacifica and the late Roy of Hollywood. And he introduced me to a guy named Tom Hartman and Amy Goodman.
Good on Roy.
And my life changed totally.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
And I'm just putting that out there as to how maybe we can reach some of our conservative friends. And well, I really, as an educator, I feel that education is going to be a key. People will make the right choice if they're properly educated.
I agree, Roy. And one of the most important things that people can do if they really want to support, you know, however they're listening to this program, whether it's on a commercial station, whether it's on a Pacifica station, whether it's on Free Speech TV, whether it's on YouTube or any of the other social media platforms that we're on. We're also live on Substack. Is tell their friends about it. You know, pass it along. You take the get the newsletter from us. Particularly this Tom.tv, which is all about this show, and share it with your friends. Roy, thank you so much.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Landon Jones, his commercial is a semi-finalist for Doritos and could air during the Super Bowl.
I was sitting on the couch, I was eating some Doritos, I just had one in my hand, I was looking at it. Well, what if my hand got bigger? And then I was like, okay, well, what would happen if I ate it? Okay, the head would get bigger. And then, you know, I kind of went down the rabbit hole.
Funny. I wonder if it would work there.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why I love somebody.
through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concerns about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to selectquote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save. It's true. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom. Shake the system, make the status quo go, but behind the curtain, the stage is set for a power play we won't soon forget. They charm the crowd, they seize the mic, then target the truth and dim the light. The pillars quake, the ground runs red, a democracy hangs by a thread. Dictatorship, step by step. Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom, real quick, since it's Holocaust Memorial Day, I just want to say that, you know, Hitler's speech on January 30th, 1939, that's when he prophesied the demise or the eradication of Jews in Europe. Mm-hmm. It's also known as the Kroll Opera Theater speech. On January 30th, 2027, that will be the 88th anniversary. Hmm. And also Trump's name used in gematria does come out to 88. It's really weird. 88, you know, is Heil Hitler.
Yeah, I know.
But the other thing is, but my main point is, if you listen to Javad Zarif, his interview with Fareed Zakaria, he's the vice president of Iran. He's educated in America. He was educated in America. If you listen to his speech, it just proves why authoritarians, even if you're curious, like, you've lost your job, you've experienced all sorts of bad stuff under democracy, and, you know, you feel like you're in an authoritarian regime anyways because you do everything your boss says anyways. Even if you're curious about it, it's not going to work because Javad Zarif said he agrees with Trump about, wanting to bring peace in Gaza. And, you know, he's okay with moving a million Palestinians to Jordan and Egypt, all right? You know, displacing a small population to benefit a large one. Then he goes on to say that, because the question was, well, how do you know Trump's, you know, why does Trump have any incentive to work with Iran on anything? And you know, he said that according to American measurements, Iran is just days away from a nuclear breakout. Now, I guess that's supposed to be some sort of veiled threat. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. When I was at the Pentagon, one of the most popular sayings is, you know, if we could just bring the Shah back to Iran, it'll be like the West Germany of the Middle East. And here's the deal. I don't think Trump, all right, he says that Trump is free from doing anything Israel says, right? But check this out. You know, a guy like Trump, Russia has nuclear weapons. All kinds of U.S. adversaries have nuclear weapons. You know, how do you know that he won't just eradicate the government of in Tehran?
Yeah.
I mean, how does Zarif
well,
know that?
Well, Shah is not coming back to Iran, it's going to be real interesting to watch how this plays out, Dave, because my sense of it is that the Iranian government is running on fumes, but I may be very wrong. I don't know.
No, you're not wrong. Look, Tom, even Zarif said, look, these are not our proxies. Hamas is not our proxy. We just give them money. Look. Right. Here's what they proved. They're not going to risk regime change. Okay. Look, if you want a simpler example, look at what Vladimir Putin said. Well, Donald Trump is a smart guy. I want to talk to him one-on-one. He cares about the American economy. That's like Tony Soprano saying, wow, you got a nice house there. It'd be a shame if something happened to
it. Right. Nice little pizzeria you got here, yeah.
Yeah, they're never going to get along. It's going to get to a point to where, you know, if Kim Jong-un or Putin or one of these guys have been dictators for a while, if they make a Tony Soprano threat, it's not a bluff. You better listen to it.
I agree.
They
Dave,
know.
Dave, well said. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
And, you know, this goes right to what I'm about to point out, goes right to what you were saying about social media. I got to give big thanks to Bishop Marianne Buddy for her sermon when right in front of Trump when Trump was at that church, the same church in which he had the audacity to do a photo op outside of, if you recall.
Oh, is that the same church?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
That is the same church, and she was the same bishop that said that he never came in and prayed with us. And this totally was upset at the fact that he used the church as a photo op with those fake police officers back in.
I didn't realize that.
Yep. So here she is giving a sermon and saying about having mercy on those who are so afraid because of his bullying tactics, talking about empathy, all right? And then he and J.D. Vance and the other MAGAs are scoffing at her. She's actually using scripture to teach them something, and what could have been an opportunity for them to learn an important lesson and perhaps moving a road towards redemption, they just scoffed at her, calling her a public enemy, and then now there's ongoing threats against her and demanding her to apologize.
Yeah, now she's getting death threats.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She will not back down or apologize.
Yeah, aren't we all so much safer now that Trump has emptied out the prisons, right? I mean, Trump goes on TV and he goes, oh, yeah, they're emptying out the prisons in Mexico and sending them here. No, he's emptying out the prisons and sending them into our cities. Come on, let's be clear about this. Yeah, spot on, Michael. Thank you very much. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. Borders are Homan says elementary schools could be targets. The inspectors general fired by Trump. I want to talk about that. And it's a death sentence. Our health insurance industry is killing us. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, Greg Thompson, American English Show at Waverly Beach, and Kerry Josephson from The Walk to End Alzheimer's.
And we'll talk the Momo Center with Kathy Compton, the new Galaxy exhibit. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. Mino and the Mayor.
He's negotiating with our paid sponsor here.
Sorry. That is true. Sorry. I forgot you were a paid sponsor.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. How are you, Kristen?
I am good. How are you guys
doing?
Good.
Nice to see you.
I freaking love starting my mornings with you.
We love having you here. We really do.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Surging immigrant raids in the days since President Trump took office.
The sweeps from coast to coast. In Denver, agents raiding a nightclub, detaining around 50 people, a bus driving them away. The DEA says they were associated with the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. The administration hoping to convince undocumented migrants to self-deport. And others not to come in the first place.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer calling on the administration to immediately reverse course. The White House Budget Office ordering all federal agencies to pause any financial assistance spending if they suspect it might conflict with Trump's executive orders. January 6th convict Michael Matthew Huddle was among those pardoned recently by the president. We're getting word from Jasper County in northwest Indiana that a sheriff's deputy shot and killed Huddle over the weekend during a traffic stop. This is ABC News.